For most of us, when we get up in the morning, we don't have to think too long about what to put on. A pair of pants, a sweater to match, a pair of socks, etc. But just imagine if you were blind. How would you tell the blue jeans from the black ones? And how would you even know if your socks match? Well, with some 150,000 blind people in Germany and 550,000 who are visually impaired, the problem is not that uncommon. And many times just having someone around to ask would solve it in a jiffy. Well, now there's a way to get help over the internet. A new service called ClickBlick or see4me.com allows the blind to borrow a pair of eyes online. And here's how it works.
Marita Kessler is blind. For her, many of the things sighted people take for granted in everyday life are a real challenge. Shopping, for instance. For most items, her sense of touch is her guide, but this is no help when cans are all the same size. But help is at hand, on a website for the blind. On clickblick.de, in English, see4me.com, Marita can use the eyes of registered sighted surfers. All she has to do is hold her cans of food up to the webcam and communicate with her helper via a microphone or a keyboard. One of her regular helpers is Klaus Schumacher.
Yeah, hello, Marita.
I'm Marita. How are you?
Oh, it's really
I don't think I'd use those. Those are peas.
Yeah,
those are the tomatoes.
Although Marita has been blind since birth, her disability hasn't prevented her from working as a computer specialist at the audio data company near Karlsruhe. Braille and voice technology mean Marita doesn't need a monitor, but she has one anyway, so her colleagues can follow what she's doing.
I started working with computers in 1983, and I'm still proud of that. I was the first person in our club to work with a computer, and that as a woman, and blind to boot.
Audio Data creates computer technology for the blind. With ClickBlick and See4Me, they're trying to fill a market niche, since there is yet no software in existence that can read and describe images. So they use people instead. A blind person sends an image over the internet to sighted volunteers, and they send back a description.
It's a nice distraction from my work. I can spend a minute doing something for someone else, and I get immediate gratification.
Like many of his colleagues at work, Audio Data founder Joachim Frank also has impaired vision. He identified the potential of the internet to help blind people. ClickBlick and See4Me are his brain children. The program is still in the testing phase, but it'll soon be on the market. As well as working on developing it, Marita Kessler is also the guinea pig for the project. Even though she manages fine without sight, she's glad of help sometimes, especially with colors, which she still remembers.
I used to be able to see colors, flowers in the fields, tiles on the roofs, even large print. But that's all gone now.
The help she gets from the internet makes life a lot easier for Marita. And this time, it saved her dinner.
And Joachim Frank, the creator of ClickBlick or see4me.com, is with me in the studio. Welcome to Germany Today.
Right.
Now, we've just seen how ClickBlick can help out in the kitchen. Can you tell us about what other areas, it could make life more accessible
for
someone who's blind?
The kitchen, I think, is not the main application. The real thing that you have to think about is that blind people just can't see. And the fact that you need sometimes to lend yourself an eye from somebody, just like lend me an ear, you can say lend me an eye in this case, for everything that's connected with sight. Let's say you have a document which you can't read because it's not printed matter and a computer can't read it. So you can put it in the scanner and can send the picture over to a viewer and they can interpret it for you and can tell you about it. Or a bottle of medicine which you view with a web camera. Or any, let's say, any other thing that you need in your environment. It's also thought to be useful in work, and it's also seen to be useful at work.
In the workplace, obviously.
In the workplace.
It's interesting that the whole internet revolution, as a sighted person, it suddenly occurs to you that perhaps the blind and visually impaired people have been largely left out of it. Is the advent of ClickBlick going to be something of a revolution for them?
Well, we definitely hope so. And from the response that we have, it definitely seems like it, because up to now, funnily enough, nobody has had this idea of using the internet to get in a distant view of somebody else to get help in an environment of blind people.
And is this something that everyone can access? What kind of special equipment does somebody need?
You have to differentiate, of course, between the blind users and the viewers. The blind users, of course, have to have equipment like braille displays or speech output, whatever aids there are for computer work. Some of the blind users just have, so to speak, intrinsic computers, which are used for reading, scanner, OCR software, just for reading. But you need to have something of that sort. As a viewer, you only need a maximum microphone, I mean a sound card and a loudspeaker. Most of the normal PC users will have that. And so the only thing that you maybe need in excess is a microphone.
So as a viewer, someone who's lending their eyes, how do you go about getting them? How do you go about recruiting these people?
Well, at first, of course, we have some people who are kind enough to broadcast us, like Deutsche Welle TV. And then, of course, the blind people themselves, out of their own interest, get everybody knows somebody who at least knows somebody who is an internet freak, which you don't have to be as a viewer, but you have to be online for some hours a week. That would be very useful. So their own interests get them to get in some sort of a snowball fashion viewers in their own environment. Of course, every PR opportunity is used to get viewers. And as soon as the English language service c4me.com is started, we hope that many people will register for that also.
How far along is that? When can we expect it to this service to be provided in English?
At the moment, there is the test phase in German. We are going to do this quite quickly. That is, in the second quarter, we are going to start the service in English. In principle, you could use it already. The software only has to be modified a little bit to have the English language output there. As you speak yourself to the viewer, if the viewer and the blind person speaks English, then this service is, as it is now, also usable in English.
So but it could basically be used in
principle,
any language.
If somebody wants to test it, then they could email us. We would dearly love to have contacts all over the world, which is going to be the rule for the service.
Sounds like you've got a great future ahead of you. Congratulations, and best of luck with the further development
of
this program. Thank you for joining me, Joachim Frank.
Thank you. We need it.